Welcome to Simcha Even Though and Parshas Shoftim. There's a fascinating pasuk in Perek Yotes Pasuk Dalet. Instructions are being given about how the Ari Miklat should be set up for anyone who kills accidentally. And the Torah refers to this person as Asher Yake Re'ehu, one who strikes his fellow man, Bivli Da'as, without knowledge, meaning without intention, V'hu Lo Sonelo, and he doesn't hate him. We learn a lot from these few words. Regarding the killing part, we know that embarrassing someone is likened to spilling his blood, so we can apply the same phrasing. Someone can destroy someone with shame, bivli das, without intention, v'hu lo sonelo, and he doesn't even hate him. In the Gemara Bava Metzia, it says, kol hamalbin pnei chaveiro barabim ki'ilu shofech damo. Someone who whitens the face of his friend, which means he embarrasses him, barabim publicly, it's as if he spilled his blood. Elsewhere it says kol hamalbin pnei chaveiro barabim ki'ilu hargo, which is similar. Hargo means also that it's as if he killed him. It means the same thing. And in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tesvav, we find the hamalbin pnei chaveiro barabim ein lo chelak l'olam haba. Someone who whitens the face of his friend, meaning he causes him to go pale from embarrassment, in public, he does not have a portion in the world to come. That's serious avera. In Rav Akshal's amazing sefer called Derech Eretz, he writes, exact quote, one must take precautions against allowing his personality traits to inflict emotional damage on others. One must avoid causing others to feel fright or embarrassment. For example, one should not enter another person's house unexpectedly, as the occupants of the house may not be dressed modestly, and consequently, his abrupt entrance will make them feel embarrassed. End of quote. Rav Akshal even quotes a Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan says that this halacha applies even to a person entering his own home unexpectedly. And there's more. In a later chapter of this beautiful book, we learn that according to the Shulchan Aruch, one should not look at the face of his guest while he's eating, because out of embarrassment, he might not satisfy his hunger. A bit further on, Rav Akshal writes not to ask the guest to lead a Shabbos Emor unless you know he can sing. And he adds, this rule is especially relevant if young children are present, since they might end up laughing or mimicking the guest, chas v'shalom. Like we often mention, drachei ha'darchei noam, the ways of the Torah are pleasant. So if a frum person has humiliated you, it's not the Torah talking. It's that specific person's midos talking. People sometimes go off the derech from being shamed in front of others. This goes as far back as Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. But if you know someone who's hurting that badly, gently remind them, that wasn't the Torah talking. The Torah protects us. Good midos protects us. Here's a beautiful story. There was once a Rebbe who left an expensive watch on his desk and a Talmud took it. Which Talmud? He didn't know. So he had all the boys line up with their backs to him, checked every single pocket and didn't say a word, even after he found it. So no Talmud should be embarrassed. Told the kids he got his watch back and continued teaching like nothing happened. Many years later, a Talmud from this class meets him and says, you have no idea how much it meant to me that you didn't announce my name to the class. I couldn't believe you protected my honor like that after I stole your watch. You know what the Rebbe said? I didn't even know it was you until just now. The Talmud was confused, but you took the watch out of my pocket. Said the Rebbe, when I went through that whole lineup, my eyes were closed tight. I didn't want or need to know who it was. The main thing was the watch itself, nothing more. We can also close our eyes sometimes, so to speak. Someone trips randomly, on nothing, and lands on the floor. Let's pretend we didn't notice. Someone's stomach growls at a quiet meeting. Let's pretend we didn't hear. Someone hiccups, laughs loudly, loses their shoe crossing the street. Their umbrella turns inside out. They're chasing their head on a windy day. Can always act like nothing happened. I know sometimes an awkward situation might strike us as funny. We really want to say something. The line is at the tip of our tongue, and people appreciate a good laugh. But a Torah Jew first makes sure the humor is not at anyone's expense, chas v'shalom. If you think of a witty line that could hurt someone, gotta skip it. Here's an example of a harmless joke. This happened here in Chicago. I once stepped into an elevator of a big department store. As soon as the doors closed, an automated voice said, going. I said, at least one thing in my life is going the right direction. All the stressed out faces in the elevator were suddenly smiling or laughing. I even cheered myself up. Now let's say you have a really funny story to tell. It happened to you, but it also happened to someone else, together with you. And that person doesn't find self-deprecation appealing at all. Or maybe you both did something kind of dumb or silly together. You can't just tell the story because you're in it if you know the other person would be embarrassed. What about if the only reason it's such a great story is because someone else, a third person, messed up somehow? For that 1 second of dopamine you'll get in your brain when people laugh, is it worth spilling another person's blood? One of my hobbies is writing comedy skits, as some of you know. I really enjoy funny scenarios. You can be funny without hurting people. So, funny is great, but not at another person's expense, just for a few laughs. I heard a story about a bachur in Panovich Yeshiva who once told his roommate, "Why don't you just do things the normal way?" The boy didn't answer, but a few months later, he packed his bags. "Why are you leaving?" the first bachur asked him. "What do you mean?" the second bachur said. "You told me I'm not normal. If I'm not normal, why should I stay here?" That was it. He left that yeshiva. The end of the story is happier, but it didn't get happy until many years later. So moving forward, don't tell someone they're not normal. Ever. Of course, real tzaddikim are super careful with people's feelings. Everyone knows that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal said at his wife's levaya, "There's a minhag to ask mechila, but I don't need to ask you mechila." Rav Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal said about this famous remark that what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant was that he and the Rebbetzin never left the other person feeling hurt without fixing it right away. And just this week, I read a story that really showed the kind of thinking that preceded his every action. Rav Shlomo Zalman's sister once dropped by his home to inquire about a certain bachur who had been suggested for her daughter. When she first entered, she saw there were a few people waiting to speak to the Rav, so she waited patiently on the side until she was finally alone with just Rav Shlomo Zalman and his Rebbetzin. She asked about the boy, and the Rav answered, "He's a fine boy." When she was getting ready to leave, he asked her if she was planning to visit their other sister, who also lived in Shaarei Chesed, not far from his home. She said yes, and they wished each other well, and she left. Later that day, as she was leaving that sister's home, she saw Rav Shlomo Zalman waiting outside. He told her, "It's important to only ask about others in privacy." "Who else was there?" she asked him. And the Rav said, "The Rebbetzin was there." And for her, this would be Lashon Hara. "Don't go ahead with the Shidduch. This bachur is not for your daughter." Incredible! The Rav knew the halacha of conveying honest information, but he also knew who was allowed to hear it and who was not. So why didn't he simply ask his wife to leave the room just for a minute? Because he was so sensitive to his wife's feelings, and he knew that would hurt her, even if just for a moment. Instead, this tzaddik, who never wasted a second of his day, schlepped to the other sister's house and relayed the shidduch information in private. He saved his wife not only from hearing Lashon Hara about the young man, but also from being insulted, were he to ask her to leave the room. Sounds complex, but he covered all the bases with one thoughtful decision. When a person puts that kind of care into not hurting another person, especially those closest to him, which people tend to be less mindful of, he can become a person who never ever spills another person's blood, even by mistake. When I see siblings teasing siblings in front of company, meaning let's say I'm the guest, I just think, "You love this person, what are you doing?" And also, please don't forward. What do I mean, don't forward? You ever heard that Jewish song, "Friends Don't Forward" by Shmuley Rosenberg? Don't forward a video clip that makes the subject of the video look foolish. Like forwarding a video of an old lady's dentures flying out of her mouth, or someone singing a song very off tune, or tumbling down a flight of steps. What if it was you? How would you feel if some video clip of you was going viral? Not too good, I'm sure. So no supposedly funny forwards, not by email or any other way. Humor is a gift from Hashem to bring us simcha. Let's just remember to keep mockery out of the picture. And since summer is a time we spend with those close to us, if we're lucky, let's be mindful not to embarrass family members. Whether they blush or go pale, we know what it's compared to. So let's take it seriously. Have a great week and a great Shabbos.